May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Now, y'all are a pretty smart group, so you will have noticed that I took the liberty of expanding the first two readings a little bit. I thought about expanding the gospel, but I decided it was already long and difficult enough. But I want you to listen again to just a paraphrase of that first reading. This commandment that I'm giving all y'all today isn't too much for you. You have what it takes to follow this commandment. You don't need experts to explain it to you before you can live it. The word is right here and now, as close as the breath in your throat, as close as the heartbeat in your chest. Look at what God has done for all of us today. God has given us a choice between life's good blessings and the curse of death and evil. And I exhort and encourage all y'all today, love God. Walk in God's ways. Keep God's commandments so that everyone will live abundantly in prosperity and peace, blessed by God. The law, the commandments that God gives in both the Old and New Testaments, the law has always been a gift to God's people. They don't always feel like it, but they are a gift, these commandments. The commandments given in Deuteronomy are instructions for living in community. There are lots of instructions about how to live in right relationship with God, and there are instructions about how to keep and tend God's wonderful creation. But most of all, there are instructions about how to live together as human beings, how to live together in harmony with righteous justice and mercy in our dealings with one another. And Moses says on God's behalf, this is doable. We're created for God, by God for this. We're given the faculties of will and reason so that we can choose life's good blessings. And of course, the commandment that rises up above all others is to love God and to love our neighbor. This is God's law of love, given as God's gift to all of us. God's law of love is given for the building up of a people, a community. I don't see any indication in this passage or really anywhere else in Scripture that choosing life's good blessings is always going to be easy. But I do hear the message loud and clear that we can and should rise above our personal self-interest to follow this law. When Moses says, you, in our reading from Deuteronomy, he's actually saying, all y'all. He's another good Southern preacher. All y'all keep God's commandment to love so that everyone will live and be blessed by God. And of course, when Jesus says you in the Sermon on the Mount, he's actually saying all y'all too. All y'all be reconciled to your brother or sister. All y'all work out your differences. All y'all respect the dignity of every human being. All y'all be trustworthy and true in what you do and say. These commandments or instructions aren't given so that each one of us can go off in our little corner somewhere and be blessed by ourselves. This teaching from Jesus is all about creating and sustaining community. It's been said, when you're looking out for yourself, it's you against the world. When you look out for the others in your community, and they in turn look out for you, it's the community together that faces the challenges, setbacks, and opportunities that the world presents. The community is the blessing. In this community right here, in this parish, all God's children can find nurture, safety, peace, family, friendship. I see the blessing every week when we come together, and I watch you welcoming each other and our visitors and newcomers. You extend the gift of hospitality with such grace, and it is a blessing. I see the blessing throughout the week. Christian friends who are holding each other up in prayer, taking care of each other in their times of need, celebrating health, and consoling those who mourn. The law of love is given to us to build and strengthen our community by turning our attention outward, out from ourselves, to the needs of our neighbors. Jesus teaches in a particular way in this part of the Sermon on the Mount. He says, "You have heard it said," and then he quotes a commandment. And then he'll say, "But I say to you," and then he pushes the boundary of that commandment even further in the direction of loving kindness to everyone. Jesus intensifies the gift of the law of love in today's reading to help us move beyond seeing the commandments as moral boundaries that we draw around ourselves. The commandments aren't meant to separate us from each other. They aren't meant to separate out the good from the bad. The commandments are meant to draw our attention to our responsibilities to each other. The law of love is about choosing life, not just for ourselves, but for the community. Life in community is threatened when we let our anger or othering enter into our relationships. Othering, by the way, is what happens when we ignore the common ground that we share with our neighbors and when we dismiss their human dignity. Life in community is threatened when anyone is objectified or commodified, reduced to their physical attributes or their usefulness or their productivity alone. This is another form of othering. And believe me, no one is blessed by that. Life in community is threatened when promises are made that can't be kept and trust is violated. When a commitment is a maybe, when a vow spoken in church is forgotten right after the dismissal. These things threaten the life of the community. Anger, the desire to objectify another human being, glib lip service to honesty and commitment. These are the things that tear community apart. And that is why we are given the gift of God's law of love. Love God, love your neighbor. And act like those things are true for you, that you love God and you love your neighbor. Jesus says understanding the law and following it is not a simple adherence to the letter of the law. Think how easy it is to put someone down or ignore their needs, to lash out at someone else or take advantage of them, as long as the measure of righteousness is do not murder or do not commit adultery. Or do not swear a false oath. We could do all those so-called lesser evils and tell ourselves, I'm following the law. I haven't committed murder. I haven't committed adultery. I haven't made a false oath. Jesus says the bar is actually a whole lot higher than that. According to the Sermon on the Mount, righteousness in the law makes us responsible for our neighbor's well-being. That's what it means to face challenges and setbacks and opportunities together as a community. We build up our community by caring for our neighbors, no matter who our neighbors are or where our neighbors come from. We become a people who serve as a blessing to the world, which is what God has intended us to do from the beginning. And my dear friends, the world needs all the blessing we can bring. People are seeking refuge from the life-draining divisiveness of politics and the unrelenting need to be right. People want to find a place that offers a vision of the world that gives meaning and purpose to their lives. People need the kind of community that is only found when we actually live according to God's law of love. Jesus begins his ministry in Matthew's gospel with this tough, prophetic, and pastoral Sermon on the Mount. It's tough and prophetic because it pushes the disciples beyond the letter of the law, which is hard enough, commanding obedience to the spirit of the law. The Sermon on the Mount is pastoral in telling the truth about who we are as human beings with all our flaws and our weaknesses. It reminds us that we're not in this alone at all. It reminds us that Jesus is not just our friend and teacher. He is God with us. And that's why this can work. Jesus, Emmanuel, is the fulfillment of God's law of love and the foundation of our community, of this community of Holy Trinity Episcopal Parish. In choosing to be here, in choosing to commit ourselves to God's law of love, we have chosen life and blessing. And now we must, in order to fulfill our part, we must share that life and blessing with others.